Hello?
Hello, this is Eddie.
Yes, Eddie, hi. You can
connect to my computer at the same time, and I'm taking that. How are you doing?
Doing great, Eddie. Sorry, you were returning a phone call from us just recently?
Who is this?
Yes, this is Jan Beetle. You reached Local Splash, so I was wondering if you're trying to return a phone call from us.
No, I don't know. I don't think so.
Oh, then how may I help you?
I don't know. Who are you? I don't think I was trying to return a call for you. I was getting a call from you.
Oh, so, sorry, you were...
Let's clear this up so I'm not so confused. Who are you again?
Yes, well, my name is Jan Beetle. I actually just checked our notes here. One of my colleagues, I think, just reached out to you a few minutes ago. So, nobody answered the phone, so I guess that's the reason why you're calling back. Are you the owner of Shelter Restoration by any chance?
Yeah, no, I am the owner of Shelter Restoration, but I promise you, I wasn't calling you back. You guys were just calling me back.
Oh, I'm sorry.
But
okay.
Let's just get ahead of this. What's going on?
Yes, well, the reason why we wanted to talk to you about this is we are a data service provider for both Google and Meta, formerly Facebook. So this is about getting your services to be listed on Google's first page under the construction. Sorry?
So let me ask you this. How do I get my... Yeah, okay. So what all does that entail or cost?
Well, yeah, so the pricing for this depends on several factors, but have you been offered about getting customers from Google before, or maybe Bing and Facebook? Is this the first time you're hearing about this?
No, I've heard about it, but normally I'm so busy I can't even see straight, you know what I mean? So, you know, technically I've never had to advertise to stay busy. I'm always so busy that I feel like I'm losing my mind, so... You know, advertising ain't never been any really nothing I had to get into.
Okay, well,
but I'll be honest with you. I would like to get, I do have a Google Workspace, I think. I don't really know how to add somebody set it up. But, how do I get registered on Google to where my name comes up when people are looking for roofs or something like that?
Yeah, actually, that's what I was going to ask, right? Because the reason why we were trying to call you is because we're trying to work on certain work categories or industries. That would be including roofers, right, or roofing services.
Yeah.
Now, do you service several parts of Indiana, like Indianapolis, for example?
No, I don't. My main area where I service is from Geist to Zionsville. It's basically Boone County, Hamilton County, Carmel, Fishers, Westfield, Zionsville, all Hamilton County and Boone County, basically, and then parts of Indianapolis over here towards Geist and areas like that.
Okay, so pretty much like the surrounding areas.
Pretty much.
Well,
I
okay.
wouldn't say surrounding areas because I don't really make my way into Johnson County.
Oh, okay, got it. Well, are your clients mostly like residential or you do commercial work too?
I do commercial work through some of my builders, but mainly it's residential.
Okay, gotcha. Okay. Yeah, I'm asking these questions because, again, the idea here is to get you listed as a recommended option for roofers on the areas that you service, ideally, right?
Yeah, we do commercial work, too, by far. We buy these residential homes. The houses I work on are high-end custom homes, and they're in these big-time neighborhoods, golf communities that are stupid money. And they'll have metal roofing, commercial roofing on one house, shingles. It's ridiculous. But I am a licensed installer through a commercial proof Firestone. So, yes, we do commercial roof systems as well.
Got it. Okay, well, how long have you guys been active as a business under Shelter Restoration?
We've been busy probably for about, I don't know, 10 years.
Oh, wow. Okay. Well, kudos to you on getting on your 10th year. Nice. Okay. Well, are you running this business as your own, or do you have co-owners or business partners, by any chance?
I'm the sole proprietor of this company.
Just you. Okay. Well, I see that you have some sort of online presence already. One of them is being at Yelp, but do you already have a page, like a website that people could access if they want to get to know more about your business?
You know, I had somebody set me up something, and they do have something on Google. Let me look at this thing real quick. I've never been on it because I'm too busy to mess around with all that stuff. Let's see what he says over there.
Yeah, you did mention something about Google Workspace.
Well, it says Google. Yeah, I got a Google account in Google Workspace, and it's the username is shelterindy at shelterrestorationindy.com. I've never looked into this though.
Yeah, no worries.
1440 a month. You know, maybe I never activated that.
Uh huh.
Because it's $14.40 a month, and then it's $12 a year for the Google domain and the Google account.
I see. Okay. Well, no worries. We'll check that out later on.
This is what I'm looking at from somebody who set it up. They were trying to set up everything too. All I do is run this business. I don't have time to sit down and mess with this. I deal with all the customers and the clients and the builders, and you know, I'm the one that makes everything happen. Other than that, all this other stuff with these accounts, I haven't set anything up with it. I mean, it's set up. It's here. I just, I don't know anything about it.
That's actually the idea, Eddie. So if we are to work with you, you don't have to worry about anything on the online part. It's mostly just basic monitoring on your part, because we'll be the ones to take care of the online stuff. So you could worry more about talking to customers, sure, doing what you actually do. So that's one of the things that we want to do for you to add value to your business, right?
So you guys manage the Google accounts, is what you're saying.
Yeah, so basically everything online. It's you could treat it as like a one-stop shop for everything online, right? Okay. Which is why I was asking if you'll have like social media accounts like Facebook. We can look into that one as well. But I just want to ask,
come down to money. What does it cost?
The pricing.
Yeah,
good question. So it does depend on the factors you just mentioned, but we want to get you the best pricing possible, and maybe this would help. You've been in the business for 10 years, so maybe we could offer you like a promotion for someone who's already an established business or business owner. And we usually have what we call like a legacy promo for that. So if we can add that up, then I think that would be beneficial. But I just want to clarify again, because it's not something like we flip a switch, right, and then suddenly you'll be getting there. But are you still going to be able to handle more business when the time comes, say a month or two from now, once you get more exposure online?
Yeah, I can handle business. But, you know, like I said, in the same question, I just don't want rent. Certain people, you know, I don't want to be running around chasing false leads, because I'm going to tell you, the jobs that I get, and I know these roofers are running around town, and I've had them come through my neighborhood, and I'll be honest with you, some of these roofers don't do the right kind of work. I got one for insurance fraud. One of my builders had me inspect a roof from one of these major roofing companies come through here.
Okay.
And I got them. I called them for insurance fraud. So I don't work like that. Now, I don't want to be getting calls from everybody all across Indiana and Indianapolis and all that. The reason why is this. When I get these estimates, I got like some of the roofs I do are $100,000 jobs. You know what I mean? They're big roofs. Uh-huh. And we specialty in metalwork. We fabricate our own stainless steel metal panels in shop. We do high-end construction. And I don't never have to negotiate on money. In 10 years, I've never had anybody sign a contract. All these homeowners that I know have a lot of money, and we all trust each other, and I get paid no matter what. So
we can help with that.
A bunch of false leads that Google might be generating for me through all around the city. You know what I mean?
Yeah, not at all. Good thing you mentioned that, because that's actually what we want to do. We want to set you up the way you want to be found. It's not just going to be any random folks contacting you. It would be people who are actually the type of niche that you're aiming for, so we'll be programming you that way, right? But
can take this for a test drive and see how it works before I fucking make a commitment to anything.
Well, I just want to ask, though.
This is uncharted territory for me.
Oh, so because you haven't tried it before?
No, I have not.
Yeah, no worries. So this runs on a month-to-month rate with no contracts, right? So
my job, I'll be honest with you, look, the work that I get, I stay busy all the time. And this is just for me doing this my entire life. I have a network of builders, and I have a crap ton of homeowners, and everybody knows me up here. So my phone does not stop ringing, and all I do is run. So when I got Angie's List calling me, or this other place wanted to call me to take their leads, I always tell them no, because realistically, at the time, if I took their leads, then you know, I wouldn't be able to keep up.
Got it. Okay. Well, let me ask you just real quick, right? Because there's already too much information here. But because, again, this is an exclusive listing we're filling in on your area. So if we can program you the way you want to be found, right, and the pricing would be fair for it, would you consider this option that we have today for getting you listed on Google?
Yes. Where are we at on the rate?
Yeah, also let me go ahead and get you the pricing information, because Mario, he's my pricing director, and I think he has a pretty good deal for you that I think you're going to love the way that you're set up, especially for high-quality jobs that you mentioned. Let me go ahead and grab that for you.
Hey, Eddie, how you doing, sir?
Pretty good. How you doing?
I'm doing pretty good, sir. I'll try to make this as brief as I can.